This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here's something else to ponder macroeconomically. From the Department of Labor today came word that worker productivity in this economy shrank 7.5% in the first quarter of the year, the biggest drop in that statistics since 1947. 47. Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on the primer desk today.
Think about how you measure your productivity at work. For me, it's something like, how many stories did I have on Marketplace during the hours I recorded on my time card? Economists ask a similar question on a larger scale.
We look at all of the goods and services produced in the economy in a given quarter, and we see how many hours it took to produce that.
Sarah House is a senior economist with Wells Fargo. She says high productivity means workers are making more money, companies are making more money. But in the first quarter,
that would actually decline while you had hours worked shoot up.
A few things could explain this, says economist Erica Groshen at Cornell University.
There's been a lot of hiring.
Lots of vacant positions, too, and new workers who aren't getting as much done. Then there's the supply chain crisis.
Inputs have been slow to arrive. Workers have been kind of sitting around idle more of the time waiting.
Plus, Omicron, says labor economist Aaron Sojourner at the University of Minnesota.
We saw millions of Americans missing work, either because they were sick or they had to take care of people in their families who were sick.
And the thing about losing productivity, it's not going to help with rising consumer prices, says Sarah House with Wells Fargo.
Productivity is an escape hatch for inflation.
When productivity is high, businesses might be able to deal with higher costs without raising prices. Instead, she says businesses have been passing those costs along to us. The good news? Labor productivity data tends to be pretty volatile, so one bad quarter doesn't necessarily make a long-term trend. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.